We thank you for the teachers that so diligently give of their time to teach them your word and show them your love. So we just bless them all as they go into the next room, Father, to continue learning about you, and just pray that you would really reveal yourself to them this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Go Sunday school? Go Sunday school?
Hello. Alrighty, I'm just going to hijack my wife's sermon for a second. Hey, I was just wondering, when we're together as a body, the word says, you know, when two or more are gathered together and they agree in my name, that I'll do it, is what the Lord says. And we just got a message from my mum saying that she's in a really, really bad way. She's in the hospital. Some of you know she's been battling cancer for a long time, and she's had some victories, and she's really struggling at the moment, and she's in a whole lot of pain right now. So we're just wondering if maybe we can gather around, maybe if you feel led just to come and pray with us right now. We just want to gather around kind of in a circle and just lift her up and pray. So if we can just get as many people as want to come forward and just we'll gather together and just pray for her, lift her up. So she's got a major blockage in her intestinal system, which is actually stopping her from being able to digest any sort of food at the moment. So she's in quite a dangerous sort of situation. So we just want to pray that blockage would be cleared, and that her body would just be fully healed, but that she would be able to get the nutrients and things into her body that she needs to. So I'm just going to kick us off and just pray as you feel led. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and I thank you so much for, Lord God, this body, for your body, for your church, Lord God. And I thank you that your church is the vehicle that you choose to use, Lord, to change this world, to affect this world, that you have completed, Lord, healing on the cross through Jesus Christ. We believe that, Lord God, with all of our hearts, Father, and we say thank you for that, God. But, Lord, we also recognize that your church is the vehicle you use. So, Father, we lift my mother up. We lift Karen up. Father God, Lord, we lift her healing to you. We know it is in your hands, Lord God. And so we step out, Father God, and we proclaim that healing over her, Father God. Lord, that blockage in her bowels would just be released, Father God. That healing would take place in every portion of her body that has been damaged by this cancer, Father God, and that the attack of the enemy that we recognize, Father God, the enemy just trying to have that stranglehold over her, Father God, we just, in your name, in Jesus' name, we command him to leave, to be gone, to have no foothold, to have nothing left to hold on to. Let his grip be loosened, Lord. Let his feet slip. Let him fall, Father. Let him be pushed out. We push him out. In Jesus' name, we push him out. Satan, you have no place there, and we command you to be gone. In Jesus' name, Lord God, and we command that healing, Lord God. Body be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer be destroyed in Jesus' name. We command it, Father God, and we know that we have your blessing. We know that we have your will, Father God, and we just pray according to your will, Father, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Father God, and we lay hands on the fruit of Karen's womb, blood of her blood. Lord, generationally, I lay hands on these two in her stead. And we know by the laying on of hands, you heal, Father God. And so right now, Lord, we thank you that she will see generations come, Lord. That she will see more fruit in her life and in her ministry, Lord. And we just say, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, be gone. There is no cancer in heaven. And Amen. We say, Karen, you will be on earth as you are in heaven, Lord. Because by your stripes, we are healed.
great peace that they feel right now. Mm-hmm. I just feel a peace right there.
Thank you, Lord. It's awesome. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Really hoping I wasn't going to cry today. Great step. Natalie and I are going over to the hospital this afternoon, leaving here about 2 o'clock. If anyone else wants to come with us and pray for Karen, then you're most welcome. Let's start with page one. If you have your Bibles, would you like to turn with me to 3 John? Some Bibles down the back if you need one. That's right. 3 John and Revelation, so if you'd go from the back, it's not hard to find. Right from the beginning. So it says, it's from John, obviously, to the elder, to the beloved Gaius, whom I love in truth. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoice greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. And that's what we're aiming for in this biblical pursuit of Christianity, is to walk in truth and to prosper in all things and to be in health. What I'm going to do today is just cover what health is and the aspects of health, what affects our health, what God wants for us for health. Obviously, talk about Jesus and what he did, and then we'll cover what we've been looking at in 1 Corinthians 12 and how the gifts of the Spirit work together to help us get the healing that we need. So, what is health? I looked up the definition, and this is what I have here. It's from the World Health Organization. Health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being, and not merely the absence of disease or infirmity. So, normally when we think of being sick, we think of something physical. But it's a whole lot more involved than that. Here's another definition. A relative state in which one is able to function well physically, mentally, socially, and spiritually in order to express the full range of one's unique potentialities within the environment in which one is living. And then, of course, we have a biblical version. We see in Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, and then Jesus quotes it in Matthew and in Luke, and it you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. If any of those areas are affected, then obviously we're not in perfect health and we don't have the ability to function well in all those areas. So let's take a little look at the causes of sickness so that then we can hopefully fully appreciate the holistic healing that God wants for us and has available for us. So, sickness is not, as we see in these definitions, just physical disease or infirmity. We have emotional, we have physical, and we have spiritual sickness, and they're difficult to, in some ways, to separate out and explain because they're interrelated and they affect each other. But I'll try and explain them. So, we have physical disease or infirmity, and I guess we're all pretty familiar with this. And it can have various effects, various causes. It can be simple things like shared sicknesses, you know, bugs around. It can be from an accident or a trauma, a birth defect. It could be tiredness and stress from life circumstances that can really take a toll on us. It could be lack of nutrition. It could be lots of things. And sometimes to see these fixed, we just need time to hang out with God and be refreshed. Sometimes, though, we need answers to help ourselves recover. Other times, we need a miracle to fix a bad situation. So we have purely physical, and then we have it also linked to emotional and mental sickness. And then we have the spiritual battle that needs to be won, that can be masked by physical symptoms, things that show up that just don't seem to be getting better and we can't figure out why. Often there's a spiritual reason behind it. Or it could be something that's making it worse, like we see with our Scotty with his asthma this year. When you have something like fear making it a whole lot worse, often you have to fight the fear as much as you have to fight the physical symptoms, or worse. excuse me while I blow my nose. Yeah, blowing your nose into a microphone is not so great. So, having a little bit of a hard time defining it spiritually, because obviously it's interlinked, but I guess basically if you aren't walking in a close and ever-growing victorious walk with Christ, then you might not be well spiritually. So again, it can be related to health issues and emotional issues. Also remembering that we are living physically in a spiritual realm and in a spiritual battle. And we will struggle with many things in our lives. And like with physical health, we need to be feeding ourselves well spiritually through the word, through worship, fellowship with other believers. Sometimes we need help to see why we're struggling in certain areas, or maybe we need specifics on how to fight the particular battle. And maybe sometimes we just need a plain old kick in the rear because we don't want to deal with things. If you need that last one, see Scott. Okay, and so then we go into the emotional mental sickness, and there's a lot of stuff tied in with this. If I say anything that offends you, please don't be offended, because that'll defeat the whole purpose of what we're working on today. Secular medical sources state, okay, this is secular, not just Christian, as much as 80% of physical sickness starts with emotional and mental issues such as hate, anger, and unforgiveness, either towards others or towards yourself. I've realized in my study this year on health how much some verses we read and think, wow, that's great. And then when we really study it, we realize how much depth there is. And one that's really stood out to me is Proverbs 17:22. A merry heart does good, like medicine or cure, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Bitterness and fear, which is the broken spirit, has been directly linked in an astonishing amount of cases to many physical illnesses such as bone diseases, cancers, environmental illnesses, and mental disease. It can literally dry your bones up from the inside out. Unforgiveness and guilt can get people so tangled up in themselves that they can end up slowly dying in a wheelchair on full oxygen, or losing the plot in a mental hospital. The little things that start in our lives that don't seem like much can grow and ruin our lives. And as we've talked about how things can be just physical, but they can also be spiritual, and that's why it's really interesting to see that this is stuff that's documented by medical and non-medical people, Christians and secular. And often they are directly linked, because when forgiveness and freedom from fear and confession of guilt are brought about, these diseases have almost instantly been resolved and healed. I have a big fat book at home with a lot of testimonies of these sort of situations. Not dealing with these issues in the biblical way can also have an effect on circumstances in our future that could work out very differently for us. And I want to give you a fun little story of to help you understand this. Quite a few years ago now, well, no, it is 12 years ago, Jeremy and I were in the Navy, and we were going to church up there together, and we were in the 20s group. And this, I won't mention any names, but an American family arrived, and the guy was to take over as our youth pastor. The first time I met this wonderful man, we were sitting all at, 20s group, hang out at Denny's after Bible study, I think it was, and we got talking, and Jeremy likes to put it that we both got, what's the word? No, I can't remember the word. Anyway, we got talking about militaries, and I was in the military. I was very proud of the fact. I was proud of our Navy and our boys and the work that we did. And we just got in this little bit of a discussion about who had the better military and who was respected and who had, resources and so on. And I got a little bit offended. I thought this guy was perhaps the most arrogant person I'd ever met. And, crazy thing to think. And and it actually took me a couple of weeks to get over. Ridiculous, right? I figured, this guy's not going to have anything to do with me. He can be the pastor or whatever. And then, thankfully, God made me realize how stupid I was being. Which is really good because what I'm trying to point out by this silly story is the fact that if I had allowed that, silly maybe, but that resentment to take hold and carry on, one, he probably wouldn't have done our marriage counseling, and two, Jeremy and I wouldn't be here doing ministry in Rotorua, Wisconsin, to Bron. So.
But you weren't going to name who it was.
No, I didn't. I just said we wouldn't be here. dear. So, don't get me wrong, okay, this might be a poor example, and I'm not making light of the very real hurt that people, and, emotional pain that many people suffer from situations in their lives that have really affected them. I'm not making light of that at all. Often we have good cause to be hurt. We live in a fallen world where terrible things happen. But it's what we can do with that hurt and who can help us with that hurt that will literally change our lives. And we don't know how the way that we react to people in situations, we never know what years later how God will use that or bring us back into relationship with that person for God's glory and for God's good and for our good. So, let's talk about Jesus. Healing was quite obviously a major part of Jesus' ministry on earth, right? I read somewhere, I can't remember who said it, but I thought it was a great, that when Jesus returns for his bride, he doesn't want to put her in hospital the day after the wedding. He wants her whole and healthy. Jesus' desire is not for us to be hurt and oppressed and to be struggling with diseases and so on. And he showed that so clearly in his ministry. And when I first started putting this together, I thought, okay, well, basically we could just start at Matthew 1:1 and we'll just read through book after book and we'll just study what Jesus said and did. But for sake of time, I'm just going to read you some of the things that he said and did, which I'm sure you're familiar with, but just let it remind you of how much he loves us. Luke 4:18. Jesus reads from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It's not on my notes, I thought it was. I'm pretty sure that's the verse where he then says, and this day this scripture is fulfilled in your sight. And we have Matthew 9:35. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. In Acts, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Matthew 12:15. Great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew 14:14. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. Mark 3:10. For he healed many, so that as many as had afflictions pressed about him to touch him. Matthew 15:30 and 31. Loud large crowds came to him, bringing with them those who were lame, crippled, blind, mute, and many others, and they laid them down at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd marveled as they saw the mute speaking, the crippled restored, and the lame walking, and the blind seeing. And they glorified the God of Israel. And then Jesus said in Luke 9:56, "For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And in the Greek, the word there for save, he's not just talking about our souls. Sozo is the word, and it means to save, deliver, protect, heal, preserve, do well, and be made whole. It includes healing. And we see that Jesus died not only for our salvation, but he died also for our healing. And probably the most well-known verse would be Isaiah 53, verse 5. "He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment for our peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed." So just to remind you that healing is not just physical. It means to heal, become fresh, completely healed, purified, and repaired. Emotionally, physically, spiritually. And this is God's desire for us today. To have us walking in health, strength, purity, completeness, able to serve him excellently with every part of our being in the environment that he has put each one of us. And in his incredible love for us to help us get to that point, he gave us these very cool gifts that we've been studying. So would you like to turn with me to 1 Corinthians 12? And in case you haven't memorized it yet, we'll read it. So we'll just take it from verse 4 today. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. So healing utilizes most, if not all, of these gifts that we're studying here. Now, if you remember the multi-box that Scott held up the other week with all the different plugs in it, if you operate in a specific gift, then you have it perhaps in greater measure than other people. But we can all plug in to the different plugs when we need to. So I'm just going to briefly run through them from the perspective of ministering healing. But please remember they're not limited to this. So in relation to praying for healing, the rule of thumb is, I guess, pray directly for physical healing. If nothing's happening, then we have these gifts to help us figure out what else is going on. So the word of knowledge is facts. What's really going on here? Is there a spiritual root cause of fear, bitterness, unforgiveness, affliction, whatever? Okay, that's how we can get that direct message. And then we had word of wisdom the other week as well, and that's the solution and insight and perhaps the strategy needed to bring about the healing, the process, perhaps to bind the enemy and claim healing, or what the person needs to do, whether it be repentance, letting go of bitterness or fear, and so on. Faith. The more you pray for healing and see God at work, the more your faith grows. So once you've seen God do amazing things, particularly with the creative miracles, I guess your faith in him to do it again then inspires you in praying for people and with people, and can inspire the people around you. And I'll leave someone else to talk more about that one. So then the next one is healing. And just like healing is physical, mental, and spiritual, so the gift of healing can be three-dimensional. Firstly, it can stop, or does stop, the forward motion of a disease. Stops it in its tracks. Secondly, it brings the power of God in so that the body can then heal. Our bodies were made to be self-healing, but obviously parts of them struggle sometimes to regenerate, obvious cases being after severe trauma or disease. And sometimes, obviously there are physical things we can do, like excellent nutrition and removal of causative factors, perhaps. In some cases that can help, but how much better to have the power of God to speed up that process. And then thirdly, can't see my notes. Thirdly, we have creative miracles. And these are the ones that I am super keen to see. I have seen some in my lifetime, but I want to see more. Things like the lengthening of limbs, sudden regrowth of organs like the liver, brain healing when a tumor has been removed. God is amazing. He can do amazing things. Remember, miracles aren't restricted to healing. It's just the angle we're looking at today. So just to run through those again, the healing is three-dimensional. It stops the forward motion of disease, brings the power of God in so that the body will heal. And then creative miracles where God can just completely regenerate and replace. So then we move on. The next gift is the discerning of spirits. And if there's sometimes there's other things going on in a person's life, maybe the discerning of spirits is needed. And this is where prophecy can come in here as well, to enable accurate, powerful prayer, deliverance perhaps. Things that we might not realize by ourselves, God is gracious to reveal to us. And then we have speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues reveals God to you. It can empower the other gifts and perhaps another person you're praying with. I've had several occasions where I haven't had a clue what to pray for somebody. I'm still learning how to pray for people for healing, for a lot of things. But I have found that when I pray in tongues, in a couple of instances, I have really felt the power of God as I'm praying. And then I've had the other person say that at that simultaneously at that time they have been given the exact words to pray or have had revealed what's going on in the person's life and been able to pray specifically and have that happen. So this is one of the amazing aspects of speaking in tongues that God has given us. So through all those works, gifts working together, God enables us to be able to bring about the complete healing, physical, mental, and spiritual. I haven't taken the time today, and there's so much you can cover with healings, health. Could go on for ages, but for the sake of time and ministry, I'm sure that many of us can relate to the anguish of having prayed and believed for healing. And have either lost our loved ones or are in a great battle for them. I have a little sister in heaven. My family knows what that's like. But all I can say for now is please don't give up. Just because we think we don't know exactly how to pray doesn't mean that we aren't on a journey and we're on this journey together. And God's not given up on us. And God is still a healer. And we have to keep going. We have to keep pressing forward because there are victories. And wherever we look around the world, there is healing happening in amazing amounts. It's even right here. I mean, we've been talking about that, how there's people in this room that have seen and have been healed miraculously. And we have some great books, and I'm sure many of us would love to talk to you if you have some real doubts about healing and how to pray for it. So that's all I have for today. And I just really hope that that's been helpful. And I'm excited to see now what is going to happen with the rest of ministry this morning.